Here's Chuck Lura from Dakota College at Botno with Natural North Dakota.
We've had our fair share of cold weather this winter, with temperatures well into the 20 to 30 below zero range. Although many among us are more than ready for warmer temperatures, we also seem to fall back on that old saying that the cold temperatures keep the riffraff away. Those cold temperatures might also help be keeping the emerald ash borer away. Much as Dutch elm disease decimated elm trees, the emerald ash borer could do something similar to our ash trees. And if green ash is not the most abundant and widely distributed tree in North Dakota, it's close to it. It does well in our region, and as a result, it's been widely planted in parks, boulevards, yards, farmsteads, and shelter belts. The emerald ash borer is an insect that's not native to the United States. It was first documented in Michigan in 2002 and has been spreading since. To my knowledge, it's not been documented here in North Dakota yet, but it's getting closer. It's as close as Winnipeg, Manitoba. The closest documentation in Minnesota is in Stearns County, that's St. Cloud area. It's also been documented in Minnehaha and Lincoln counties in South Dakota, around the Sioux Falls and Canton areas. The question is not if the emerald ash borer will get here, it's a question of when. But back to that cold weather. Winter's cold weather is one of the factors that's helped slow the spread of the emerald ash borer into colder regions. It's been estimated that temperatures of 20 below zero may kill about half of them. Temperatures of 30 below could kill up to 90% of them. So perhaps we should look at the brighter side of these cold spells. They're helping save our ash trees. We can also help slow the spread of this destructive pest. Don't move ash firewood around. The larvae can hide in the bark. Also make a point of monitoring the health of ash trees. One of the more conspicuous indications of an infection is woodpecker damage on the bark of the trunk of the tree, particularly on the south side. Upon closer examination, a small D-shaped hole in the bark where the adults emerge in the spring are ominous signs. For more information on the emerald ash borer, or if you suspect an ash is infected, you might consider contacting your city forester, local NDSU Extension Service, North Dakota Department of Agriculture, or North Dakota Forest Service. I put a link to more information on the emerald ash borer along with a text of this Natural North Dakota. You can access it at prairiepublic.org. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center. Subscribe to the podcast or find past episodes at prairiepublic.org.